Okay, now I've got Jeff Moore, who's the programme coordinator with Jigsaw, on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
Not bad at all. So, listen, we don't know an awful lot about your organisation down here in the northeast of Dublin. Tell us a little bit about it, please.
Sure. So Jigsaw is part of Headstrong, and Headstrong is the National Centre for Youth Mental Health, set up in around about 2006. And the goal, really, of the organisation is to change the way Ireland thinks about youth mental health. And we do that a couple of ways. Number one, by providing a very accessible, free, confidential service for young people who have mild to emerging mental health problems. So, and the idea is that we want to get to help people with their mental health before it becomes a significant issue into adulthood. That's the first way that we're aiming to change the way the country thinks about mental health. And the second way is by working with those who may be in contact with young people who are beginning to have problems, such as teachers, such as youth workers, sports coaches, and a range of people across the community, to help them build their capacity and understand what they can do to support young people who have emerging mental health problems. And the fourth part is really about changing the conversation. So it's working with communities, it's speaking publicly about what youth mental health is, about how it's such an important part of our journey in terms of the mental health landscape. And generally, we find that services are not well equipped to work with young people during that time.
Okay.
So that's effectively the three parts of what Headstrong does. Just to say, in Dublin, there are four services. They're called Jigsaw services. There's one in North Fingal, currently based in Balbriggan. There's one in Clondalk, one in Talla, and there is one in Blanchardstown in the Dublin 15 area.
Yeah, so Headstrong is the overall organisation, is it?
It is indeed, yeah.
Okay, Jigsaw are parts of, are hubs of Headstrong, okay.
Exactly.
Okay, now, I'm just reading the press release here, Jeff, and I'll just quote a little bit of it. 300 young people have accessed direct mental health support in Jigsaw's Balbriggan Hub. A further 1,800 young people have participated in a mental health literacy awareness programme. Given this demand and need for the service, Jigsaw has already outgrown its existing premises in 25 Dublin Street, Balbriggan. In order to continue fulfilling this need, the project urgently requires new Balbriggan Town Centre premises. So that's basically what Jigsaw needs.
Well,
so
that's what we're seeking for support for at the moment, Pat. We've been in Balbriggan for just about a year, and with some of our Jigsaw projects, because we're a new organisation, because it's taken some time for us to start up and to understand what the demand for our service is. We started off in reasonably modest premises. And I suppose that was down to funding reasons as well. And we're beginning to see now that there is really an enormous demand for the service in Balbriggan and from all across the North Fingal area. So we've been looking for nearly 4 to 6 months at this stage for premises in the Balbriggan area. We started in Balbriggan, and ideally we would like to stay in Balbriggan if we could, but we're really struggling to find appropriate premises to rent.
Right.
There's a lot of premises around the Balbriggan area that we can see that are advertised for sale, but we really are struggling to find anything that's suitable for rent at the moment.
Is it because the rent?
So I suppose what we...
Sorry,
well,
Jeff.
Go ahead.
Sorry for cutting across.
Well, I suppose the call, Pat, is that if the call to your listeners is if they are aware of anywhere that perhaps isn't necessarily advertised or that they feel may be a good fit for a mental health service for young people that's close to the main street, that's quite accessible. You know, we're pretty flexible. We can work around. We can make adaptations to the premises. So just to say that.
Okay. Well, just describe for me and the listeners what your premises consists of at the moment and its location, Jeff.
So at the moment we're on Dublin Street in Balbriggan. We have one office, one main room, which is an office for all of our clinical staff. We then have two session rooms or meeting rooms, and they would be the rooms that that young people work with our clinical support team or clinical support workers. And they need, those rooms obviously need to be very, very well soundproofed. They need to be very private. They need to be they need to take into consideration all of the sensitivities that a young person may need when, I suppose, disclosing an issue or when working through some difficulties that they have at that time. So, you know, that would be at the forefront of our thinking in terms of any of our hubs around the country, that they need to be they need to be fit for purpose in terms of the type of service that we're delivering. They also need to be, I mean, one of the things that makes Jigsaw different to some other services is that young people are very much involved in the design of the service. So when we moved into our premises in Balbriggan, we had a youth advisory committee, which was a panel of young people that helped us design what the building was going to look like, or design what the interior was going to look like. And what they would do is they would, you know, sort of make suggestions in terms of the furniture, in terms of the any sort of I suppose interior design pieces, and that we've found that that's really, really important in terms of making sure that young people are very comfortable in coming to Jigsaw.
Yeah. Okay. So are you saying that at the moment the premises is not really fit for purpose then, and you need bigger space, or
we need bigger space? That's exactly it. Yeah. So for, I mean, at the moment our service is operating out of 75. Square meter premises, and we'd really, I suppose, as the service is growing, we've new staff coming on board, and we really need a sort of 140 square meter sort of premises, at the very least. So that's one of the issues.
You need to double it anyway, at the least, like as you said. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're located in the centre of Balbriggan. What about accessing premises out just slightly on the verge of the town in an industrial estate? Would that not work, no?
I suppose, I mean, we're open to looking at a range of different options, but one of the things about having our Jigsaw service on close to a main street, or if not main street or off main street, is that it's visible. And it's very accessible. Mm-hmm. And the accessibility is very important, obviously, but the visibility is also very important, because we don't want to be a mental health service that is shoved off into the background, that is that it's out on the outskirts of the community, which I suppose is traditionally and historically that's the way mental health services have been in Ireland.
Exactly.
And by being on Main Street, we feel that or close, at least close to the Main Street, that is changing the way the community is thinking about mental health. Like, we know now that in Balbriggan, people actually know what Jigsaw is. If you go into a shop, if you're buying a pint of milk, and you know, you ask the shopkeeper, what is Jigsaw? We're beginning to see that people will know what it is. And that alone is a very significant change in the way that community has thought about mental health.
Yeah.
So I suppose, as I say, we would be very flexible and consider a range of options, but we would be in some ways reluctant to be pushed off into the outskirts of the area.
Yeah, I understand that.
That makes sense.
Of course it does, absolutely. I understand totally where you're coming from in this regard. Is the problem then more or less affordability from Jigsaw's perspective? Is it because the rents are too prohibitive that you can't find suitable premises?
I think it's more that we can't actually find the premises. As I said, there doesn't appear to be a huge amount on the market in Balbriggan. For whatever reason that is, I'm not sure. We can see some premises which don't appear to be occupied but are not on the market. So I suppose that's really what we're trying to establish, or that's what we might put to your listeners.
There's no direct threat, but there is no direct. There's no at the moment. You're secure enough in the premises you're in. You're not going to be torfed out or anything like that, Jeff.
Well, our landlord has been extremely. He's been extremely helpful, and he really has. I suppose without his generosity, we would have found it much more difficult. So we have. We're able to stay where we are for a little bit longer, but I suppose the issue is that the longer we stay in that premises, the less young people we can see in the wider North Fingal area. So the longer we stay there, the more I suppose the less benefit to the wider community.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So where do we go from here, Jeff? In this regard, then.
Well, we have contacted a range of media outlets, local media outlets, and we're going to spend a little bit of time waiting to see if there's a response from that. Again, I just put it to your listeners that if they are aware of any sort of opportunities that might not be publicly advertised, if they could bring it to our attention in Headstrong or in Jigsaw. We'll look to pursue those, and so I suppose we will continue to work in that way for a couple of months and see what happens.
I won't keep you much longer, Jeff, because I know you're quite busy there. But given the numbers quoted on the press release, like 300 young people accessing direct mental health supports and 1,800 people participated in mental health literacy awareness program, is there any idea of what sort of figures for young people who are out there in your area who are presenting with mental health issues? And then by looking at those figures, you'd have to generalise about the country as a whole with young people's mental health support systems?
I think there's two things there. Firstly, the wider area in North Fingal has one of the youngest populations in the whole country. And from Headstrong's work, in 2012, we published a My World survey, which is readily available on the Headstrong website, and I'd urge your listeners to take a look at it. That documents the findings of a survey with over 12,000 young people in Ireland, and it gives a really good flavour of the sort of emerging difficulties and mental health difficulties that young people across the country have. So I think it's a really accessible document, and it's really, really, really easy to read as well. So I really recommend that your readers take a look at that.
And where can that be accessed?
That can be got at headstrong.ie.
Okay. Right. Jeff, listen, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks very much for taking the call today. And hopefully your appeal to find a new premises will bear fruit in the not too distant future, because I know it's probably getting to be a bit frustrating at this point in time, given the fact that you've been so many months on the hunt, so to speak. But look, we'll talk to you again. I would love to see a positive outcome in this particular regard, and maybe you could contact us again if something starts to happen and we can follow on with it.
We will do, Pat. We'll be in touch. And thanks very much for your support on it.
You're more than welcome. Thanks, Jeff. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye. Bye-bye. That was Jeff Moore from Jigsaw in Fingal, and they're based in Balbriggan. And they're looking for a suitable premises in Balbriggan itself. They need to at least double the size of the offices and consulting spaces that they have available to them. So if anybody out there in the Balbriggan area, particularly close to the location, they're on Dublin Street, particularly close to their location, who may be able to offer some advice and assistance in that regard, they would be delighted to hear from you.